Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that touches our lives and changes the way we view the universe. However, if you watch TV, you know that we're flooded with statements of, well, dubious quality. You know, think of it this way. There's no gene for the scientific method. We are not born stating that we believe in things that are testable, reproducible in the laboratory, and falsifiable. No, we jump to conclusions. In fact, there's probably a gene for jumping to conclusions, a gene which was very good for us when we were in the forest. 9 times out of 10, the gene was wrong, but 1 time out of 10, that gene probably saved our butt. However, we're now in a technological age, an age where we have nuclear weapons, an age where we have the internet, an age where we have global warming. And to simply believe and jump to conclusions every time we think that's the correct way, that may not be the best path for a technological society. Well, with us today is Professor Steve Novella, neurologist, professor at the Yale School of Medicine, and author of a great book called Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. So we're hit with all these things, hoaxes and conspiracy theories. How are we supposed to make sense of all these things? Well, we're going to talk about Bigfoot. We're going to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. We're going to talk about talking to dead people like they do on television. How do they do these things? What about psychics? What about UFOs? We'll talk about that with Professor Steve Novella, author of the book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Well, Steve, you're a neurologist and a professor of medicine at Yale. How did you get interested in science? And then how did you get interested in how science can be turned upside down? And what prompted you to write this book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe?
Well, first, Mitchell, thanks for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure to be here. So, I mean, I think I've had, like many, you know, science enthusiasts, I can remember being in love with science since my youngest years. I've always been fascinated by the universe, you know, astronomy, imagining what the world was like millions of years ago with dinosaurs, et cetera. And so I really had this lifelong love affair with, you know, all things scientific as well as, you know, also science fiction, thinking about the future. It's all fascinating to me. And then I think, you know, sometime in my teenage high school years, I started to become aware of the fact that there were a lot of what passed as science in popular culture on TV, in documentaries, didn't quite square with what, you know, more respected scientists were saying. And in fact, it sounded like they were pushing a lot of pseudoscience, a lot of bunk. So I started this, you know, process of trying to separate out, well, what's real and what isn't real. And that's what got me into, you know, scientific skepticism, you know, the idea of using critical thinking skills and scientific knowledge and critical analysis in order to do just that, to tell what's real and what's not real, what is likely to be true, and what's something that just people made up or people believe in because, as you say, you know, in the lead up to this, that we're just following on our instincts, but our instincts aren't quite fine-tuned for a modern technological civilization. And so that was a long journey. You know, I've had a podcast now for 16 years, The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, multiple blogs, et cetera, and the book sort of pulls it all, is an attempt to pull it all together and be a primer for all of this: scientific skepticism, critical thinking skills, basic scientific literacy, media savvy, sort of trying to pull it all together.
Okay, well, your book covers a wide range of things. Congratulations. Let's talk alien abductions. We see people on television. These are school teachers. Some of them have professional backgrounds. They have everything to lose if they lie on television. Their reputation would be smashed to bits. But there they are, claiming that they've been abducted by flying saucers. Now, maybe they were. Maybe they weren't. I'm not going to be a judge. But there is something called sleep paralysis. Explain what sleep paralysis is, which some people claim may explain some of these sightings and being abducted by a flying saucer.
Yeah, the general principle here is that if you have a really unusual experience, then you should always first question whether or not that experience happened inside your brain rather than out there in the real world. Our brains are not perfect instruments, right? They do glitch. They do fail. And there's lots of things that could make our brains glitch. And this is one of them that has been well described by neurologists. We pretty much understand the phenomenon very well. It's called sleep paralysis or hypnagogic or hypnopompic hallucinations. And this happens in the transition, either when we're falling asleep or just waking up. And sometimes our brain gets stuck in sort of this fusion state where it's partly dreaming and partly awake. So you feel like awake, but you're still hallucinating, and our brains paralyze us when we're sleeping, so we don't sleepwalk, you know. And so you're paralyzed. You may feel panic or pressure on your chest. You may sense a presence in the room with you. These are all well-described phenomena associated with this. It happens more in people who are sleep-deprived or who have narcolepsy, for example. And yet some people who have this experience don't know it's neurological, think that something actually physically happened to them, and they interpret it based upon their culture. So a couple hundred years ago, people thought it was demons, you know, sucking the life energy out of them. In Scandinavian countries, you might have thought, oh, this is the sea hag. You know, whatever the culture offers as a possible explanation, that is what they go to. In modern times, the last 100 years, 50 years, people see aliens and think that they're being abducted by aliens. They may then fall back asleep and go into a full-fledged dream. And when they eventually wake up, it all gets mixed together. What was real? What was a dream? And they think they had this bizarre experience. They really believe it, and that's not a silly interpretation of their experience if you have no idea about hypnagogia. But since we understand it as a neurological phenomenon, there's no reason to think that they were actually abducted by aliens. It is perfectly explainable just as a neurological experience. And when you look at reports of alien abductions, a good number of them, not all certainly, but a good number of them, 70-80%, fit really well with the sleep paralysis phenomenon. And people are basically describing an episode of sleep paralysis. They're just interpreting it as an alien abduction. There's more to the phenomenon than that, but I think the bottom line is there's no convincing evidence that aliens are actually here or that they're actually abducting people. The more you look, the more you find these mundane explanations for the experience that people report.
Now, I teach astronomy sometimes at the college, and I ask my students, how many of you people have sleep paralysis? When you wake up in the morning, you are paralyzed. You think there's an animal sitting on your chest staring down at you. And I'm always surprised that about 5% of the class raises their hand. And I guess during the Victorian age, there are paintings of women in a dream state, with a gremlin sitting on their chest staring down on them. So this is much more common than I realized, right?
Oh, yeah, it's something like that, like 5% or so. I've read reports as high as 15% of the population. Even people without sleep disorders can get it. It happens to me quite frequently. If I get too sleep-deprived, I will have an episode. So I've experienced this directly many, many times.
Okay, well, Steve, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. If you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us today is Professor Steve Novella, neurologist and professor at Yale School of Medicine, author of the book Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. So we're going to be talking today about how do you talk to dead people? What about astrology? What about pareidolia and faces on Mars? Well, where we last broke off before the break, we were talking about UFOs. However, even though 90% of UFO sightings can be dismissed as weather balloons, the planet Venus, meteors, weather anomalies, there's that remaining handful of cases which are very hard to figure out. And now we even have the United States Navy coming out with hours of videotapes of strange objects being recorded on videotape, also on radar, also on infrared cameras by trained seasoned pilots. So Steve, what are your thoughts? Well, first of all, about the UFO phenomena in general, but what about the recent flood of videotapes from the United States Navy documenting the fact that their scientists are, clueless as to what a handful of these sightings may be. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I think that there's no reason why we can't be being visited by advanced, you know, civilizations. It might be always be very, very difficult to do that. If it turns out that there isn't any way to get around the speed of light, long distance, you know, interstellar travel may always be extremely limited. So it wouldn't surprise me if there wasn't anybody visiting us. But the question is, what is the evidence? What is the actual hardcore evidence that this is actually happening? And the bottom line is, there's just nothing convincing out there. If you read, UFO books from 30, 40, 50 years ago, it's in the same exact place that it is today. They're talking about the same level of evidence, the same kind of things. There's always going to be this residue of things that can't be explained because, you know, if you have a widespread psychocultural phenomenon, which is what I think it is, you know, there's always going to be just too little data to explain every single thing. That doesn't mean that it's aliens. It's just, well, we just didn't have enough data to explain this one thing. The Pentagon, you know, what they're saying is there are some cases that we don't have enough data to explain, which is not the same thing as saying that it's something unusual or paranormal or alien or that can't be a mundane earthbound phenomenon. The other thing that we find is, you know, a couple of reasons why I think there's good reason to be skeptical. One is when you do a deep dive, when you look more and more thoroughly and carefully at these cases, you explain more and more of them. That residue shrinks and continues to shrink. And so our ability to explain them is really only limited by the time and effort you put into searching for a simple explanation. The other thing about the Pentagon reports is these are all fuzzy blobs, right? No one is seeing spacecraft. No one is actually, you know, taking a video or documenting the existence of a craft, of anything that's manufactured. It's all things that are blurry, fuzzy, hazy. That is the phenomenon. The ambiguity of the evidence is the phenomenon. Because if it were in focus, you would see that it's a plane or a weather balloon or something else. When individual cases that the ones that are put forward as this is the most interesting case are being put forward and you do any kind of technical analysis, you realize, oh, this is actually not that unusual. Whatever it is, it looks like it's going along with the airspeed at that altitude. It's probably the size and shape of a weather balloon or whatever. Like, there's other explanations come forward. And the thing about, you know, saying, well, pilots are trained experts, yeah, they might be trained experts. They're still human beings. They still have a human brain. They're still subject to all of the illusions and all the fallacies that humans are amenable to. And when you engage with them directly, you realize that they were making some false assumptions that they didn't quite think about well enough. And even they can be wrong. You know, they can suffer from the same kind of optical illusions that we all do. So I just haven't seen any meat there. There was no single case, nothing that is more than just what we call blob squatch, right? It's always the fuzziness is the thing itself. If it weren't fuzzy, it wouldn't be interesting. So the only ones that are interesting are fuzzy. And that kind of evidence is inherently weak and not convincing.
Well, I've had a number of skeptics on the radio, and I've asked them the question. First of all, the physicists at the University of Albany, frame by frame, did the metrics on some of these new tapes released by the Navy. They concluded that these objects travel between Mach 3 and Mach 20, that they can drop 80,000 feet in a matter of seconds, that the G-forces they experience are several hundred Gs, several hundred times the force of gravity, and they perform maneuvers that would shatter the hull of most conventional craft. So what is your best shot? What is your best shot to explain an object which, frame by frame, seems to go between Mach 3 and Mach 20, experiences G-forces in the hundreds of Gs, and can drop 80,000 feet within a matter of seconds and come out? What is your best shot?
So it's simply not true that when you actually skeptically examined those very cases, you realize that the physicists or the people who were making the case to begin with were making false assumptions. The way they were constructing what was happening was simply wrong. Like, for example, they assumed the object was very far away when in fact it was very close. And in some cases, what they reported was like the UFO zipping away was really the aircraft passing the object. And so it was just the speed of the jet itself that they were recording. So every time these are reexamined or looked at closely, it turns out that they just evaporate. These claims are simply not true. They do not hold up to scrutiny. They're just making false assumptions about basic things like how big the object is, how far away it is, et cetera. And in every case that I've seen, it's been able to be debunked. So I'm still waiting for the convincing case. I'm happy to be convinced. It's just not out there.
Okay, well, let's move on now. There's something called synchronicity, that you're on the telephone, you think about somebody you know, and the telephone rings, and there they are on the phone. And you say to yourself, I'm psychic. I thought about somebody, and boom, they called me on the telephone. So how do you explain the phenomenon that everyday people experience called synchronicity?
So this one is simply math, right? And human beings are just very bad intuitively about probability and mathematics. And so an event like that seems very unlikely, but we're asking the wrong question. Like, what are the odds that I thought of this specific person and then within an hour they call me? But that's the wrong question. The question is, what are the odds that any two events in my life will appear to line up? And when you ask the question that way, you realize that it's pretty darn good that those events by random chance alone should happen all the time. If you think about like how many, whether 10 million people in New York, there should be a 1 in 10 million coincidence happening in New York every day, right? In your own life, how many opportunities are there for this sort of thing to happen? It should happen every now and then. And once or twice in your life, something really rare is going to happen. But you're going to notice and remember those events. Your memory is probably going to enhance them over time to make them even more remarkable than they were. Maybe it was really the next day that the friend called, and then 2 years later you remember it as being, only 10 minutes after you thought of them. Our memories work that way. It enhances the emotional impact of the story. It's not really good for details. And so people should have all kinds of stories about synchronicity based just on random coincidence alone. And when you do any kind of analysis, like how many people have won the lottery twice, it turns out a lot of people have, exactly as many as we would predict would happen by chance alone. And so when you can do any kind of statistics on those, it seems that the only thing in operation is just randomness.
Okay, now if it's true, therefore, that we remember the hits, yes. Hits, but we conveniently forget the misses. Now let's talk about talking to dead people. We see mm-hmm. them on television, and when you see them on television, you say to yourself, wow, how did they do that? How did he know that blah, blah, blah was doing that? He must have been some kind of psychic mind reader. And of course, these tricks are thousands of years old. Kings and queens thousands of years ago would hire these people because they were very superstitious. But how is it possible that these people do on national television and talk to dead people? We'll take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about the tricks. In fact, I have friends of mine who actually do this at parties. They actually at parties will talk to dead people at a party. Anyway, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Kaku. Our special guest is Steve Novella, professor at Yale School of Medicine, author of the book Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. And give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden addressed the nation on the efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and Afghan allies from the international airport in Kabul. The president responded to critics who said he failed to get enough people out before the troop withdrawal.
There's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Both Republicans and Democrats are upset over sometimes violent scenes around the airport as evacuees try to get past members of the Taliban in the Afghanistan capital. 6,000 U.S. service members are stationed at the airport in Kabul to help with the evacuation. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the administration is aware of the presence of al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan.
We do not believe it is exorbitantly high, but we don't have an exact figure.
This is USA Radio News. With thousands of Afghani refugees coming to America, people are now trying to figure out where to rehome them. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some answers.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Kaku. And with us today is Professor Steve Novella, neurologist, professor at Yale School of Medicine, and author of a fascinating book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. If you've ever wondered about the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot, flying saucers, talking to dead people, astrology, homeopathic medicine, well, this is the book to get. It's sort of like an encyclopedia, painfully going bit by bit through the claims that people make on national television. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about the fact that on TV, you can see people, quote, talking to dead people. People from the audience come up, and there's this psychic, all of a sudden, with knowledge of the person who died. And at the end, it's a real emotional tearjerker when the guy says, your dead relative forgives you. He forgives you from heaven. everyone breaks down and cries, and it's great television. But the question is it science? So, Steve, what are your thoughts about the tricks being used to talk to dead people?
Yeah, so this is a mentalist technique known as cold reading. As you said in the lead-up, this is centuries old. There are many mentalist magicians who could do this extremely well, better than any alleged psychic I've ever seen, acknowledging that this is a mentalist trick. This is a magic trick. It's illusion. There's no one's psychic ability or anything here. What they're doing, you know, very basically is they will make statements which seem to be specific, but they're really fairly general. They're high probability guesses. And they throw them out there, and then they wait for the person who's being read to make the connection in their own mind. Like, they might say, oh, I see somebody in a uniform. You might think that sounds really specific, but a uniform could be military, could be police, could be fire worker, could be letter carrier. There's tons of things that could be. It could be a marching band. And so, you know, if you have anybody in your life who, you know, has a hobby or career that is associated with a uniform, you think, oh, yeah, that's my Uncle Charlie. And then the psychic will say, yes, because Uncle Charlie's talking to me. And he says, now, did he know that you had an Uncle Charlie? No, you provided that information. He just pretended that that's what was happening all along. The alleged psychic throws out this statement. If you don't make a hit, then he goes on to something else. And as soon as you make the hit, then he reels that in and then pretends like that's what he was talking about the whole time. It could be very, very effective illusion. Again, this is a thing that magicians have learned over centuries and centuries of trial and error, how to fool people into thinking that you know something you don't know when actually you're just getting that information from the other person. And of course, if you're a willing subject, like you want to talk to your dead uncle or parent or whatever, you're going to be a really easy target. You're going to be hunting for those matches, and then confirmation bias kicks in where you remember all the apparent hits and you forget the fact that there were 20 or 30 guesses in there that were completely wrong. Of course, if you record the session and count the hits and misses, again, you're back to just probability. Nobody has demonstrated that they could do better than just random chance following an algorithm. And if you watch the same alleged psychic over and over again, you'll see that they use the same shtick over and over again, right? Why is it always the number three? And why is it always Mary and John? These are the high probability guesses that they're making. It becomes like, if you watch a magician do the same trick over and over again, you start to see the pattern and you might realize, oh, why do they always do this weird thing that I thought was just weird and quirky? But no, that's got to be part of the trick. And then you start to reverse engineer what they're doing.
We have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue with discussion of your book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe by Professor Steve Novella. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And after the break, we're going to continue with discussion of parapsychology and the paranormal.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website to find out more about what I do, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Did you know that we physicists believe that we're closing in on the theory of all theories? Not everyone believes in this. It's controversial. In fact, Nobel Prize winners have split on this question. Find out what the excitement is about as we approach, perhaps, the God equation. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will, in the words of Albert Einstein, allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, with us today is Professor Steve Novella, neurologist, professor of medicine at the Yale School of Medicine, author of the book Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. And we were talking about how to talk to dead people. In fact, I have friends of mine who actually do this at parties. At parties, they will take a random person and interview that person, and after just a few minutes, everyone breaks down and cries and cries. And it's great theater, but is it really science? So, Steve, isn't it true that when people volunteer to be on TV, they actually want something? They want to believe because they want something like forgiveness on the part of the person who passed away. What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, that's the easiest audience in the world. Imagine going to a magic show and you actually believe that magic is real. You know, you'd be a very good audience. But if you are more skeptical and you are, for example, you could shut down a psychic very easily by just not giving them any information. Just sit there, listen to what they have to say, and don't give them any feedback. And you sort of short circuit their cold reading technique, they'll still, you know, probably hit with some high probability guesses, like, and just being observant, right? Like, you could observe a lot about a person, in ways that you might not realize. Like, you could tell if they're married, whether or not they're wearing a wedding ring. You can tell roughly, you know, how affluent they are. For example, you probably know, what region they're from. And so you can then tailor that even further, and be very superficially impressive. But again, whenever you shine the light of science on this whole thing, the phenomenon evaporates. Like, no one could demonstrate any actual ability under even the slightest controlled conditions, because it's like, you know, going up on stage and watching the magician do the trick from behind, you know, behind the scenes and everything, you'll see how, what's going on, that it's all fake. And so, again, if it were real, I would believe it if they could show convincing evidence. But, you know, for in the past 100 years, despite their best efforts, no one's been able to demonstrate any actual, you know, scientifically verifiable ability.
Okay, moving on. In your book, you also talk about pareidolia and phases on Mars and the fact that in some sense, the brain only approximates reality with things that it's familiar with. So in other words, hallucinations are actually part of our physical reality. So tell us a little bit about pareidolia and phases on Mars.
Yeah, pareidolia is just a phenomenon where you think you see a face on the bark of a tree, oil stain on the sidewalk or something. Our brains don't just passively, you know, visualize the world. In fact, it highly processes the visual information every step of the way as it comes in and goes through successive layers in the brain where greater and greater detail are added. Our brains actually try to make a fit between what we think we're seeing and its memory, you know, of objects. So if you see something that vaguely looks like an elephant, your brain may make a match. Go, oh, that's an elephant over there. And then it actually changes the way it constructs the image to make it look even more like an elephant. It'll, you know, fill in missing pieces or sharpen edges. And so it creates the illusion of an elephant, even if you're not actually seeing an elephant, for example. And of course, the thing that our brain is most familiar with is a human face. So a large part of the visual cortex dedicated to constructing human faces, which is why we could recognize so many people so quickly, just have a lot of data storage for that. And so our brain's just, that's the default match it tries to make. You have two dots and a line together, your brain's going to see two eyes and a mouth. You know, that's just the way it works. And so we see faces on Mars.
We have to take yet another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on national radio. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website to find out more about what I do, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. And you're listening to Professor Steve Novella, professor at the Yale School of Medicine, author of the book Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. If you've ever wondered about the Loch Ness Monster, about whether or not we actually landed on Mars, about conspiracy theories, astrology, homeopathic medicine, you name it, get a copy of this book, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Also, Steve, let me ask you a question about the CIA and the Pentagon. At the height of the Cold War, they sponsored something called MKUltra, a top secret plan to duplicate what they thought the Russians were doing. They investigated hypnotism, remote viewing, LSD, you name it, they investigated it. They had psychics go to the blackboard and try to locate Soviet submarines underwater prowling the oceans. And after decades of work, after hundreds of experiments, some of them resulting in deaths, in fact, they found nothing, absolutely nothing, to back up the millions spent on remote viewing, LSD, hypnotism, and whatever. So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the fact that the CIA even tried to investigate paranormal phenomenon and found nothing?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, the figure that I recall, they spent about $20 million doing those investigations, which is a lot for that kind of research, but it's not that much when you consider the budget of the U.S. military. So they probably thought, oh yeah, it's like buying a lottery ticket at that point. We'll invest a small amount of money in these fringe ideas. If it happens to hit, then we, you know, think about how powerful that could be. If we could have psychic spies, you know, looking, remote viewing secure locations in the Soviet Union. So it was too compelling for them not to invest, you know, some money into. But again, yeah, after 20 years of research, they found it was of zero practical value. They demonstrated that there was just nothing there. So again, whenever you do this kind of research, usually it passes through a few stages. Sort of early research shows some, again, residual effects. Then you tighten up the controls, the effects get smaller, you tighten up the controls some more, and the effect goes away completely. And that's been the cycle over and over and over again for the last 100 years. Then the researchers, you know, either they give up or they change their paradigm, right? They just change the way they're doing the research. And again, it goes through the same phase again, where they get some early results, but then when you tighten up the controls, it goes away. And it's making zero progress. It's just not moving anywhere. In real science, there's some progress over time. We actually start to build a base of knowledge and we start to figure things out. With psychic phenomenon, there's no progress. We're just chasing our tail over and over and over again without ever demonstrating anything reliable, reproducible. Every other discipline in science, there are basic experiments that any student could do reproducing the fundamental principles of that science. Nothing like that exists in psychology, in parapsychology and ESP, because there is no phenomenon there. I think that's the simplest explanation. And you appreciate, I'm sure, as a physicist, the fact that there's no known mechanism by which there could be a phenomenon there. Now, you have to appeal to the unknown beyond existing physics, which of course can exist, but it becomes increasingly improbable when you start breaking pretty fundamental laws of physics.
Controversy at Princeton University, the head of the engineering department there claimed that in experiments where they roll balls, metal balls down a track with all sorts of obstacles, they found a deviation from pure chance, a deviation which implied that there was some kind of psychic force influencing the motion of the ball. And this is not just a high school student doing a science fair project. No, this is Princeton University's mechanical engineering department. What are your thoughts about something like that?
Yeah, there have been a few places that have done similar experiments, whether they were using, you know, balls or they were looking at electrons even, and you see some kind of statistical variance. It's usually incredibly low, like it's super low. And the problem is when the effect size of any phenomenon like that is super tiny, it's hard to completely eliminate subtle biases in the way you're doing the research. So what we don't see with psychic phenomenon is anything that has a reasonable effect size with good controls that's reproducible. You never get all of those things at the same time. Either you get a dramatic result that you can't reproduce, or you get a teeny tiny result that could easily just be some kind of systematic bias. But again, that's the pattern that we see in phenomenon that isn't real. It's the equivalent of the fuzzy photograph. Why is it fuzzy? Because if it weren't fuzzy, we would know that it's not a UFO. Why is it the effect size so small? Because it's not real. And we just see this over and over again. When you look at many pseudosciences and you sort of see these meta patterns, right? These patterns that emerge in data in the way people, you know, look at things, where you could see, okay, this is how real science is operating and this is how not real science is operating. And that's one of those patterns. This teeny tiny effect sizes always crops up as one of the illusions that create the sense that there may be something going on there when there probably isn't.
Let me ask you about something called homeopathic medicine, which is mm-hmm. not so common in the United States, but it's quite common in Europe. You can't go anywhere without bumping into somebody claiming and selling homeopathic medicines. Medicines that are so diluted that perhaps only one atom is involved. Well, gee, unfortunately, our time is up. Gee, I wanted to ask you about that. Well, Steve, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
It's been my pleasure.
Once again, the book is called Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. Steve Novella is a neurologist, professor at the Yale School of Medicine. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 4.5 million fans on Facebook. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. And the latest one is about, well, what we think may be the ultimate physics, string theory, a theory that seems to be unique in terms of being able to create a theory of everything. The book, The God Equation.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.